Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking to us about the difference between thinking like a buyer and acting as a buyer, because that distinction is critical, and it is also vital to the difference between success and stasis, or even failure, within the residential real estate market when it comes to part-time or full-time investing. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, let's dive right into this. Tell us about the difference between thinking like versus acting as a buyer.
Well, let's start with a bit of clarification or perhaps grounding and what that actually means. And what I've learned in my time as a real estate investor here in Dallas for over 10 years is that desperation creates regrets and motivation creates results. And that's really what is at the root of this idea of acting versus thinking like a buyer, or looking to buy versus being a buyer. And phrase means desperation creates regrets. That's where you're going to be when you're a desperate buyer. It's a desperation mode. You're an investor, and let's say you haven't bought a house this week, or you haven't found a great deal this month, or the month is getting ready to close and you're getting desperate because you haven't bought that property that you thought you were going to buy this month. That desperation, it's going to create some regrets. Versus that individual investor who's focused on being a great buyer, not just finding a great deal, but being a great buyer, motivation to be a great buyer is what's going to create results. And so you find a distinction here between a desperation mode, simply trying to find an investment property, finding a deal, or a motivation mode, which is centered more on being a great buyer, being motivated to be a great buyer and a great investor. Let's talk a little more then about these two different modes, this desperation mode of a real estate investor versus this motivation mode of a real estate investor. First of all, this desperation mode, this is the ugly mode. So let's talk about that first. Admittedly, it is never a good place to be. And admittedly, I've been in this place. There are times in our business where the deals are plenty, and there's times as a real estate investor when the opportunities to buy discounted properties just are few and far between. And it's times like this when you find yourself in that desperation mode where you're simply eagerly looking just to buy something. And this is a very unpleasant place to be. I can speak from experience that when you're in this mode, this desperation mode, looking for a deal, and you've kind of removed your buyer's hat, professional home buyer's hat, you're going to make some hasty decisions, and you're going to find that you're going to overpay for a house simply because of your desperation for a deal. You're going to find you're going to overlook repairs or underestimate repairs on a house. You're going to find you're going to enter into a difficult deal when you're this desperate and you're focused on buying a house versus focused on being a buyer. And I have countless examples of my own where I've purchased a property that I probably shouldn't have because I was simply trying to buy something. I felt I needed to buy something. I felt I had to buy something. And what I thought was a deal ultimately wasn't a deal. And I have countless examples from conversations with my peers and colleagues where they've done the same. They had a slow month, They wanted to do something before the end of the month, and they purchased a property that wasn't actually a very good investment property at all. It's very common in our business because of the quote-unquote lumpy nature of our business. What I hold as most important, or the key takeaway here, is, and I've learned this over time, is that every deal that ends up not being a deal, or every opportunity to purchase a property where you end up not purchasing the property, all those instances or all those occasions, those are just bringing you one step closer to what is a good deal, or what will be a good deal, or what will be a great opportunity for you as a real estate investor. And you've got to keep that realization in mind, that you don't have to make the bad deals good deals or try to create deals where there aren't deals. You've got to realize that in our business, real estate investing, whether you're fix and flip or whether you're buy and hold or whether you're a wholesaler, it doesn't matter. Not every deal is going to be a good deal. And you have to almost look favorably upon those deals that are not good deals. And you've got to recognize that each and every one of those deals that you come across and that you ultimately walk away from, those are just bringing you one step closer or one day closer or one deal closer to what is a good deal. Now, let's contrast that and talk about what it means to be a buyer. This is always a great place to be. And this is where you always want to be. And this is where you, as a real estate investor, especially the new investor or the part-time investor just starting out, this is where you're going to have to stay and remain in order to be successful. You've got to stay and remain in that motivation mode, that mode that keeps you focused on your skills as a buyer and being a buyer versus simply just looking for deals or simply just hoping deals will come your way. When you're being a buyer and therefore an investor, you're always in that investment or buying mode. You're ready, you're skilled, and you're prepared for when the opportunity does come along. Not only will you be able to recognize it and validate it as a great investment opportunity, but you'll also be able to execute upon it and purchase it and close it and ultimately benefit from the outcome of it. And what's key for you as a real estate investor and maintaining this motivation and this mindset or this mode of buyer is staying anchored in the fact that you're a problem solver and you're a solution provider for these distressed sellers who are selling properties to you at a discount. You provide a solution to them. And when you stay grounded in the fact that you can provide a solution and you can solve a problem and you have the capability to do that, regardless of what the problem might be for this seller, it may be a financial problem, it may be a personal problem, it may be a health problem, or it may simply just be a problem with the property itself that they can't afford to repair or don't want to repair or address. Whatever that problem is, you're a solution provider to that seller. And when you have that capability and you recognize that capability and you stay grounded in the fact that that is your value to them as a seller, you'll stay in that buying mode and you'll be a buyer and you'll think like a buyer. And ultimately, you'll enjoy the results in your real estate investing. And ultimately, you're going to find that when you're in this mode of being a buyer, a professional investor and home buyer, you know, the deals will be created by the situations that you find yourself in and your ability to navigate and capitalize on those situations versus when you're out there just looking for great deals. You'll find that the opportunities don't arise. You're working so hard to try to find them that you're losing sight of the value you provide as a real estate investor and the solutions that you can create for sellers. An example would be my own investment experience. And this relates to the fact of just being a buyer, being a professional buyer, and a professional investor, and finding myself in situations where I was able to capitalize on them. And specifically, I can think of one instance where I had a friend who was simply just aware of the fact that I'm a real estate investor and a professional home buyer, never once sought out purchasing a property from that friend. I made them aware of what I do and my skills and the type of problems I help people solve. And that was it. I was in a buyer mode. And I was motivated to tell this person what I do and how I do it because I was excited about it. And I'm proud of it, of what I've done and what I've done for others. Well, this friend and this relationship that I had with them ultimately resulted in me acquiring two properties as a result of simply being a buyer and letting somebody know that I'm a buyer and that I'm a capable buyer. I ultimately purchased one property from a direct family member of the individual, and I hold that property today as a rental property. And then they had a friend of their own who was in a troubling situation, and I was able to buy that property and ultimately sell it as a wholesale assignment. Properties, I wasn't looking for them. I wasn't looking for a great deal. But simply, I was being a buyer, and I made it known that I'm a professional buyer. And the deals came to me, and the deals were created from the situation that I found myself in. So how can you stay in that buyer mode? Number one, make sure you're advertising constantly and consistently. We talk this over and over again, the importance of advertising in your business. The single largest expense that I have in my own real estate investing business here in Dallas. And it's the money I spend and the effort I spend to attract distressed sellers who are in distressful situations, who have distressed properties that they need to sell. Advertising is key to remaining in that buyer mode. When you do, the opportunities and situations will come your way for you to leverage your abilities as a buyer versus desperately seeking out deals day after day, hour by hour. When you're advertising, you'll be surprised at the opportunities and situations that you'll find yourself in to be a buyer and a successful investor. Secondly, stay grounded in the fact that in our business as real estate investors, it's quality over quantity. You'll see a lot, you'll hear a lot, and you'll read a lot amongst in real estate investors where, for lack of a better word, they brag about the number of houses they bought this week or the number of houses they bought this month or the number of houses they bought this year. It's not the quantity of houses or the quantity of deals, but it's the quality of those deals and how much you achieve from those deals. And it's you're buying against your minimum deal standard. What's important to you? Is it an ROI? Or is it a cash flow? Or is it a profit margin? Whatever that deal standard is, your ability to purchase properties that measure up against your deal standard, that's what matters. That's the measure of quality in your real estate investing, not quantity. And then finally, stay grounded in your fact that you provide solutions to sellers versus depending on them to provide solutions to you. That's not their role. You've got to be a problem solver, a solution provider. And when you stay grounded in that fact, you'll stay out of that desperation mode, and you'll be in that motivated mode where you know your skills, you know what you provide, and you'll be a successful real estate investor. You'll be surprised at the results you'll achieve when you are being a buyer versus simply looking to buy.
Great points as always. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. A pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you, Lewis.